go to the database of the SS Squeak and look up the name Dingleberry, and then you'll know who I am.
If you really are a ghost, what do you want? Why come to me, and why now?
Well, you were the first person who walked up. I thought you looked like a nice, helpful fella, so I thought to myself, Self, why not talk to this laddie, eh? So are you going to go to the database and look up my name and verify my mysterious story, or not? Because if you're not, I have better things to do than standing around this corridor talking to a second-rate space pilot.
Hey, there's no need to get personal. So maybe I have better things to do than standing around talking to a disembodied spirit who makes claims to be... Wait a minute. What are you making claims to again?
I'm the former pilot of this class ship you now inhabit. A first-rate pilot at that.
All your amazing piloting skills didn't keep you from crashing and getting yourself killed.
Something went wrong on that fateful night when we ran into the asteroid on which the SS Squig is now perched, and I won't rest in peace until the mystery of that crash is solved.
Yeah, but you are resting in pieces.
Oh, ha ha ha, very funny. You're a regular Benny Hill, you are.
Who?
Never mind. Look, are you going to help me or not? That's simple enough. I just want you to raise some questions to your captain about the mysterious origins of the ship you Squigglies, as you've been unfavorably nicknamed, have claimed for yourselves so you can make money off her pathetic remains.
Well, we're not making all that much money. It's tough being out here on the rim where we just get the leftovers.
All right, fine. Forget it. I'm done with this. I guess I'll never get to rest in pieces. peace. Now, will I?
Certainly not with that attitude.
All right, then. If you're not willing to help me, then...
What?
Oh, you'll see me, Bucko. You'll see soon enough.
The mouse that roared.